Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, Wednesday, the 18th of March. I'm glad to see everybody made it through St. Patty's Day. Yeah, green is a good color for that. I think, basically, gold would be a better color for that day. Irish gold. You know, basically, beer is gold, whiskey is gold-colored. Well, it looks like there's been another terrorist attack, this time in Tunisia. You know, it kind of makes sense now that everybody on the planet is heavily involved in the number one topic everywhere that has been basically fomented by governments, terrorism. Terrorism is a camel's nose under the tent for the end of freedom. It basically invites, stimulates, foments crazies to want to do crazy things so they can see the results of their actions on television and move forward for, well, hell, I don't know what the hell they're moving forward on. I don't know what they continue this charade with. I don't know why they continue it. I don't know what their agenda is, what they think they're going to accomplish. I'll tell you what they're going to accomplish in the end. They're going to accomplish what their funders, the people that arm these people, the globalists, the New World Order, the ones that literally want to wipe out 6.5 billion people on this planet. You know, these weapons don't come cheap. The ammunition for these weapons don't come cheap. These terrorists don't come cheap. It requires huge amounts of money to buy these terrorists and the weapons to get them to carry out these deeds, knowing that they will be slaughtered in the end by the government, by the military. I'm not sure which one's better, the military or the terrorists, but their families will be well off for the rest of their lives. College educations, business grants, business loans, the ability to buy a car or just feed themselves or put clothes on their back or a roof over their head is all sometimes it takes to buy a crazy man. Sometimes I'm so basically wiped out. Wiped out by the lies, wiped out by the truth, wiped out by the fact that so many lies are not the truth, but so many truths are covered in lies. You know, you would think, like I've said before, that Hollywood, maybe it's Spielberg out there videotaping, running these movie documentary like terrorist activities. It's all so frightening, isn't it? No. It's not frightening when you fully get it, when you fully get what they've done. What's more frightening to me than ISIS or Obama or Netanyahu or any of these other yahoos or crazy yahoos like Bill Gates? They come on so intelligent. We know Bill Gates doesn't have a college degree. We know that Bill Gates basically has a 12th grade education and maybe a year in college. We know that Bill Gates comes with a silver spoon in his mouth as his daddy's a big-time attorney, lobbyist for Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. These are eugenicist murdering killers. It's hard to get that word out sometimes. Bill Gates, in my opinion, is a murderer. Bill Gates, in my opinion, is a eugenicist. Bill Gates, in my opinion, is a maniac who basically spent a lot of money trying to keep Microsoft from being pirated or anyone else spawning, you know, spinning off, starting a business. That's what they do. They make the money to shut down other businesses. Not that they're worried about making income. It's that they're worried about having control and power like an oligarch, like a psychotic, like an authoritarian. There's something mentally deranged about a person who has to have all this power. They will go down in history as murdering scum like Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, and the rest of them. Richard Nixon, LBJ, the Kennedy assassin. These are cowards. These are chicken shit, punk ass, little squirmy billionaires that literally don't have the guts to just go away. Let somebody else have a chance. Etch society. They want to basically control the paradigm. Well, they always fail in the end. It's a tough road, though, just like for the last 15 years. You think we don't know that Cheney orchestrated 9/11? You think we don't know that Netanyahu has got his up to his neck in those murders in New York and the attacks on the World Trade Center? You think we don't know that the Saudi CIA and all the rest of them and all the FBI and all the chief of police and the rest of the multi-mega millionaires who were paid, they stole the money. They stole the money to bring us 9/11. So when you consider all of this, when you consider these brazen, crazy, just out of control people who really don't have a clue on what life really is, well, what do you do about it? They bought the FBI. They bought the DOJ. You know, there's a lot of people right now that are saying this Tarnov kid is not the guy. He's not the guy who did the Boston bombing. He's a fake. They're saying that they killed the one that was in the boat. They killed the younger brother. They won't show his face. They say it does not look like him at all. So here we have another false flag, another false trial, another completely bogus nightmare. And you and I both know, as I've said many times before, there are too many crisis actors. Crisis actors, ladies and gentlemen, that we've seen both in the 9/11 movies and the Aurora shooting, Boston bombing, and Sandy Hook. But it goes on and it goes on. You know, you won't hear anybody like Cammie Bruce talking about this. You know, you won't hear anybody like Andy Parks talking about this. Alex Jones is afraid to cross the paradigm and say what it really is. He's afraid to tell people to swarm. Let's start getting in the streets. If violent revolt, if absolute violent protest has to happen in the United States of America to get our government to understand that we will not go along with their totalitarian, globalist, BS, communist, Marxist, Soviet-style government, well, then that's what it's going to take. I foresee it coming. I don't want it to happen, but I do. The whole planet is reeling in shock at the fact that our government and our military and our people are no doubt moving forward in this globalist annihilation. And we are confronted with these confound lies, these ridiculous twists of the truth. We know they're funding ISIS, just like they're funding Common Core. It's the same kind of diversion, confusion, poisoning of the truth. We're sick of it. We're fed up. Today, William Benny goes on Alex Jones and talks about NSA gathering data. They're gathering the content of every email, every cell phone call, this blog talk, radio show. Look, I'm doing the Everyman show. I'm Alan Eric Dubosky. I'm over here on the eastern shore of Delaware. You know where I'm at. You know what I'm doing. Who gives a rat's ass? Michael Hastings tried to tell us what was coming and what they're doing. They killed him. Michael Rupert told us for years that the darkest days of humanity are coming down the pike as they euthanize all living things, all living human beings on this planet, at least 6.5 billion of them, so they can install their artificial intelligence. These people are 80, 90-year-old, even 100-year-old maniacs. They're crazy. They're senile. They're out of their mind. They've taken their oil money and their metals money. They scooped the Earth's, you know, they lay claim to the Earth's minerals and the wealth in the Earth, the oil, the gold, the silver, the diamonds. And they turn around and they just ridiculously, like the scum that they are, keep us in debt up to our necks without allowing us even a minute of peace. They stole our homes. Cars now cost 50 times more than they did just 50 years ago. It's ridiculous. Meat is up 300% in the last 10 years. Gasoline is up, what, another, my God, 1,500% over the last 40 years? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. So they can keep lining their coffers and have bigger mansions, so they can build more prisons for more maniacs and innocent people, people smoking a joint. My God, there's more drugs growing in the woods. In the average park, there's probably more different various plants that'll knock you on your can. Plants and drugs are nothing but poisons. They're toxic poisons. And to take it in the right amount, they'll give you just the exact high you want. Some are stimulants, some are narcotics. Some are up, some are down, whatever. And alcohol flows like a river because they've taken some putrefied water and plant material and charge you as much as it would be worth if the stuff were gold. You realize right now water is almost as expensive as gasoline. Who would ever think this? Who would ever think that a gallon of milk or a gallon of gasoline would cost as much as a gallon of milk? Or that the food and the toxins and GMOs and the hell on earth and the vaccines and chemtrails would be slowly killing you deader than a hammer? It's ridiculous. Big Pharma is nothing but a big cash cow to politicians and insiders and the rest of the scum that got paid $20 million apiece to bring us 9/11. That's a fact. They stole $200 trillion and 350 nuclear warheads. Are they going to use those on us? Is that the next damn plan, Dick Cheney and the rest of you New World Order scumbag murdering bastards? Yahweh will have no mercy on you. Till tomorrow at 6:30, this is the Everyman Show.